This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hello and welcome to the Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. I'm Rachel Zimmerman. How's everybody doing? I hope you're having a really great weekend so far. This week went by fast, you know, with Memorial Day. And then for me, I'm on the Dave Glover Show on KMOX from 1 to 5 p.m. every day. Sometimes Cardinals games interrupt that. So we had a big Cardinals game on Wednesday. So I don't know, the week just felt kind of flew by. It's been a great one. I hope you guys had similar experiences. And if you didn't, next week is always a new week. You know, we've got stuff to look forward to. We have summer to look forward to. I mean, it's this will play on June 1st and June 2nd. So we are really at the beginning of summer. My favorite time of the year. I think so. Anyway, I just like whenever the sun is out late, you know, and it's long days. The heat is, you know, not ideal, but this is when everything happens, is in the summertime. That's when it feels like, anyway. Speaking of summertime, you know, the cicadas are out, and I've been talking about this on the show for the past couple of weeks. I live and work in the city. I haven't seen much of a cicada issue. And I've been confused by that because the experts said there were going to be trillions of these things, but they just haven't really impacted my life in any way. Well, it turns out that we have reached full emergence in Missouri and southern Illinois, meaning this is as bad as it's going to get. These are the most cicadas that are going to come out. They're going to stay strong for a couple more weeks, and then it'll get quieter and quieter in late June. But if you are like me and you just haven't, you know, experienced this plague that we were promised, it looks like we're going to escape it entirely. Now, I know people out west and, you know, in other areas, people have sent me photos and videos of like, this is not a joke. There are a lot of cicadas. I believe everyone. I'm just saying here in the city, it has really not been an issue at all. You know, I talk about cicadas a little bit with my guest today. Her name is Lisa Ramey. You may know her from NBC's The Voice. She is a very, very talented singer and artist. She has a new EP out now called Foretaste. You should check it out. It's really good. There's something for everyone in this EP. I've been streaming it on Apple Music, but I think you can stream it pretty much anywhere. But we talk a little bit about the cicadas because she's coming from out west, and she said it was pretty bad when she got into St. Louis, and she was not expecting this. So that was just kind of funny. She's up next. We're going to talk to her. I really enjoyed this conversation with Lisa. You know, the theme of the interview not to spoil it, but the theme is kind of authenticity and staying true to yourself and, you know, just not straying from your core mission, which is so important. And she does a really great job of explaining that. I really respect her as an artist. And I'm excited for you guys to hear the interview. It's up next on The Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thanks for listening to The Rachel Zimmerman Show. I'm so excited to welcome Lisa Ramey onto the program. She is an amazing vocalist and artist. She has a new EP, Foretaste, out now. Lisa, thank you so much for taking the time to drop by KMOX. This is awesome.
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me in my hometown.
Well, okay, I'm glad you braved the cicada apocalypse see us.
I'm so upset. I was really thinking of staying in New York for the summer because it's a real thing. So, but it's good to be down here because they don't seem to be flocking down here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So I've talked about this on the show quite a bit. So I thought it was funny, you know, like off the air, Lisa was like, there's so many cicadas out west. In the city, it's really just not that bad. So they've been telling us like trillions of cicadas. I'm like, well, where are they? I haven't seen them anywhere.
It's awful. I didn't think I was going to be able to get out of my car. And I couldn't believe it. Like, it's just such a difference. I mean, even the birds are like flying low because they're eating all of them. Mm-hmm. So it's just like this war in the sky that we're all watching.
War in the sky. I love that. All right. So Lisa, tell me a little bit about your journey into music. How did you discover your passion for singing?
Oh my gosh. I think one of my favorite quotes is Justin Timberlake said he popped out singing. It's kind of that. I've always been like a little songbird, but I was perfectly happy just kind of singing with my family. Not with them, like not all of us together, but I would just sing around the house and stuff when I was little. And I didn't really find my voice until much later, but I was 9 years old, I think, when I took my first musical theater class, and I played an aunt. And I was like, this is kind of cool. I kind of like this new expression, but I was more of a dancer.
Okay.
I loved dancing. 6 years old was my first tutu. And I went to the Muni when I was 12, and I auditioned for The Wizard of Oz, and I got into it, and then they had the Muni Kids group, and I didn't make it into that one, but I made the main stage production. So that was the first time I was like, well, maybe I should like work on my voice. And then I got vocal teachers, and they kind of brought this musical theater sound out of me, and I kind of just was doing it because that was what you needed to do. And then I made the Muni Kids next year, and so I was kind of doing all that and had the best time. But it wasn't until like college age where I was like, yeah, I kind of think that I should really hone in on this and really bring this to life and really study it and kind of use it, because I didn't think that dancing was going to last forever, because I don't like how my toes started to look after all the dance shoes that I had on and the injuries. So then I honed in on it, and it was the voice, when I did the voice way later in life, where it really made me focus on just my voice. And so that's what kind of brought it all in.
I already love just how St. Louis that story is, or your story is. Like, oh yeah, Muni Kids. It's like, oh, she's totally such a St. Louisan. That's so cool.
Totally. I love coming back here because, as you said, like when I did the Muni, it was just kind of like summer camp. You know, you didn't know how spectacular of a gig it was until I got into the adult course, and like all these people from New York, you really start to pay attention to who's you're working with. And instead of camp, it became like this really amazing job. And yeah, everything started here, but I would have never left. I really enjoyed all the work I got here. I worked really hard and made a lot of connections. And it was White Christmas that started with Paul Blake in July, Christmas in July. That's the show that got me to New York and what started broadening my horizons.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about your time on The Voice. So you were on Team Legend his first year.
First year.
How did that shape you as a performer?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's like crazy to be doing your thing and hoping to get people to see you. And then overnight you're on stage with John Legend and all these celebrities and billions of people watching. So it was a very fast shaping. But one of the best words of advice I received was from John Legend. And in theater, it's all about, you know, pleasing the person who is casting you and doing a show the way that they want you to do, which I love. And I think it's great. And there's a lot of safety in that. And then whenever you go out as an artist, it's just you. And so the challenge of crossing over was me doing what I thought I needed to do to fit in the world of being a recording artist instead of just being me, because you don't often just get to be you. Mm-hmm. So I remember being on stage, and I had made it past the blind auditions, and I was at the battles, I think, with Betsy. And I sang like 2 seconds of a song, just 2 seconds of the opening song. And he goes, stop, 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 stop. You don't have to do all that. And I was like, well, I don't. It was just like, boom, prophecy. Like, it was so good. And I've used that advice ever since that. And it's just more freeing, more calming. It's way less scary to just be you, because I'm super good at just being myself. And he opened that door for me. And it's just been like so much easier to do everything. And I owe it to him. And that just like little, you don't have to do all that. It was great.
It's crazy how much a small comment like that can mean. Yeah. And especially coming from someone like John Legend.
I know.
Like, that's life changing.
Let's talk about it. Like, John Legend. and he knows. And that was the best thing, is like when someone of that caliber is so cool and so chill and knew that it wasn't going to like hurt my feelings or anything. And he really helped me with just that. And then the trust was there because it's coming from someone like John Legend. So it really worked out very nicely.
I'm talking with Lisa Ramey. Lisa, who are some of your biggest vocal influences?
Ooh, that's a good one. John Legend is one of them. I think that his tone, and the man never sounds bad, and he warms up, he runs through things, and he really pays attention to his vocal cords. I also love Lenny Kravitz. Have you seen him lately, like, working out in his jeans?
Yes.
Like, in that body, like, how did, what? And he can scream and sing. Aerosmith screams, sing, you know. I love all of these artists, even SZA, who I think is St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Like, the way that they pay attention to what they're doing and then stay in their world of who they are. Those are the kinds of things I pay attention to and love.
That's really cool. So your new EP, Four Tastes, was released this past March, right?
Yeah.
What was the process like in creating and releasing this EP?
Well, it was so much fun. Going with kind of what I've been saying, it's... there's just so much freedom in the industry that is so hard to find. And once you do find it, it's not the easiest to keep. So this album was just total freedom, freedom to write what I wanted to write about, freedom to play within the genres. A lot of times in my journey, it was all about, well, are you R&B? Yes, but I love a guitar solo and I kind of want to rock out in this next song. Okay, so you're alternative rock. Well, no, because then this next song I'm writing is kind of soulful. So you're a soul singer. I'm like, well, can I just be me and write what I feel? Mm-hmm. And this is how I feel music. And this is how I want to express myself. And so I didn't have any barriers. It was total freedom. And from that, I became limitless with everything that I wanted to put in the EP. So I called it Fortes because it's a sample of who I am as an artist. Like, a lot of people are going to like a lot of different styles of the song, and the one common denominator is me, and I can't open my mouth and sing without you hearing soul. Mm-hmm. So the bass is soul singer, but with all these different genres and playing together, it was just total freedom, and I never had that before, and I finally got it. I work with a producer, Joe Capo Kent, and found him in St. Louis through my brother, and he was just like a godsend because he thanks me for allowing him to be able to do whatever he wants based on just listening to my voice and listening to me, which is also not easy to find in every business, someone who listens to you. So the rapport was there, and I was just able to do whatever I wanted, and this is an expression of that.
The authenticity that you're speaking of really shines through in the EP. There's really something for everyone, and I love that you do... you know, what you want to do, because who do you know who's like, oh, I only listen to R&B. I only listen to rock. Like, most people listen to a blend.
Yeah.
So I love that you're just blending it together for us. That's really cool.
One of the questions I would get a lot is, who is your crowd? Like, who is your audience? And at first it confused me because I'm like, well, I'm just now getting the music live, so I'm not really sure. But if you take out being so technical, it's, I love a crowd of happy people who get to go on a journey with you. So it's more of a musical experience. And that's who I want my crowd to be. And it definitely is going to expand to a larger audience because of exactly what you're saying. There's all kinds of music happening there. It just has to be good.
And now part two of my interview with Lisa Ramey on The Rachel Zimmerman Show. So we were talking about Four Tastes, your latest EP, but your debut album, Surrender, was released during COVID.
Yeah.
Tell me about the challenges associated with that.
Oh, man. I was so excited about this release. Meeting all the people that I met, like we had a huge space that was a new space that had just been opened, and it had three levels, and we were going to have the band on the second level, and there was street art and really cool food truck situations, and the news was coming, and it was in New York, and I was so excited. And then everything started crumbling. Mm. And I went from this huge show of maybe having a 250 guest list down to you can do it in a studio, down to you have to go to Brooklyn to do it in this specific studio because all the other ones are closing down to you can only have seven people in the room, down to there's only you are allowed in the room. So by the time we actually did the show, it was no longer for an audience. We had to do it with on Twitch, the streaming service.
Yeah.
And it just kept crumbling, but I wasn't crumbling because everything was crumbling. So it's like your turn to shine and to see what you can do. So you're just rolling with the punches and like, okay, fine. And then we finally did it. My friend Tim Young opened for me. So he got to go in the room, and then he left the room, then I went into the room, and we ended up having over 4,000 people watching.
That's awesome.
So that wasn't so bad, but it was a lot to, like, every day it was just things were getting taken away.
Yeah, that was such an interesting time. And it really, it shows you what you're made of in those moments where it's like, hey, this is not going at all according to your plan. Like, time for plan
everything.
B.
Yep. C, D, E, F, G.
Let's see. Tell me about your time with Cirque du Soleil.
That was so random. Oh, my gosh. It was like, I love that I get to say I ran away with the circus. Honestly, I had to get my wisdom teeth taken out and I was in so much pain. But every starving artist out there understands that, like, well, how am I going to pay for that? And then the circus called me. So I was like, sure, whatever. I don't care. How much will you pay me? Great. Can I get some money now? Because I need it. I didn't tell anybody either that I had to get my wisdom teeth out. I just had to lie about it because I didn't want to lose the gig.
Right.
And I needed to fix these teeth. So I got them out, but I ended up having dental done all over the world while I was on tour because I had to sneak out and keep going back in. It was an amazing experience, especially because I've never gone to the circus. I wasn't a circus kid by any means. I am actually quite scared to watch most of the acts. So it was very challenging for me to be with the artists in Kuza, the singers in Kuza. There's only two of us and we sit and we're on the stage the whole time and you can't really escape the acts. So for about a month and a half, everyone was making fun of me because of the shock on my face when I was watching. It was terrifying for me, but I loved the band. I think that anybody who wants to be in the circus should do wedding bands. Because you have to adjust to whatever's happening with the artists who are defying death every single act. And sometimes they go for moves. Sometimes if they're feeling a certain way, they won't do the big moves. So you have this high note. And then all of a sudden in your ear, you hear three and we just move on to the next spot. And you have to be able to roll with that. And it keeps you on the edge of your seat. So I really loved that aspect of it because you're never doing the same show twice. So that was cool. I loved touring all over the world. We went to Australia and then Singapore. And that company really takes care of you. So it was not the easiest thing to walk away from and go back to being a starving artist whenever there's health insurance, a beautiful place to live, you're touring the world, you're getting a paycheck, and your gig is like a rock star. Everybody knows your show. So that was hard to leave it, but I knew that I wanted to. I told them that until they call it Cirque du Soleil, I have to go do my thing.
So speaking of touring, I know you have a tour coming up. What's that like for you when you are on the road? Some people love it. Some people hate it. How do you feel about it?
It's a little bit of both. You kind of have to figure out how to stay fresh with it. Everybody's coming to the show for the first time and you're doing it for the 100th time and you need to bring them your greatest show, and it gets hard because you're not sleeping, and the sleeping situations, especially when you're first touring, you know, everybody needs air conditioning, and the air conditioning is bad for the vocal cords. So it's like being okay with looking like a weirdo with your blankets up around your neck and things like that. But I would play a game with myself in the mornings when you're on tour. You understand this, you'll wake up and you don't know where you are. So I'd always tell myself, I can't open my eyes until I remember where I am. So instead of being fearful about it, because it's scary, you open your eyes, you like wake up and you don't know where you are because you're constantly moving and trying to keep up with things. But if you start to play little games and find the positivity in everything, it's not so bad. But living out of a suitcase is just awful.
So how do you, I'm talking to Lisa Raimi, how do you handle the pressures of being in the public eye and being so vulnerable in your work?
That's a good question. Oh my gosh. I'll let you know in another year. I've had different aspects of it. And with the voice, you had media training and it's pretty easy to stick with the script and understand how to get the point across and how to answer questions. With I did a lot of press with the Muni here in St. Louis at a young age and talking about how we love to be out in the heat. We think it's great. It warms up our bodies. So I've had a lot of prep with it. But this is a whole new world of it because it's just me and I've had all this freedom. So it's really just talking to me and me expressing it and taking the time to think before I answer, taking the time to really study artists who've been around for a really long time and seeing their longevity and the interviews that they go to, the ones they stay away from, and the what and the why you're even doing the interview and really paying attention to that. Kind of like how brilliant actors only do certain scripts, certain movies, even though there's tons flying at them and money flying at them. You kind of have to really hone in on who you are mm-hmm. and stick with that and surround yourself with only people who believe that. Everybody else is always after something else, so you got to watch out.
How do you prepare mentally and physically for a typical performance?
Vodka? No. Can't go out there alone. No, it's all about centering yourself. And a lot of people, we all share the nervousness before a show and the anxiety. But I remember telling a band of mine, Sugarbed, years ago before we were on tour in like Italy, I was telling them, I don't think we're nervous. I think we're excited. And you're just a ball of excitement, so ready to get out there. So let's just turn that into a positive. And that helps them and helped me as well. So you just remember that, like, this is your job. This is so much fun. And every performer knows that once you get that first note out, once you get past that first song, everything is just easy. So you just have to prep and prepare, mentally prepare and understand and know and have confidence that this is going to go well.
I just keep getting from you like this mindset shift. Like, hey, if it's not going your way, you got to think of it in a different
perspective. You got to keep the train moving. There are people who are paying to see you. But what are they paying to see? That, like, even if you mess up, I mess up all the time on stage. And a friend of mine says he loves it the most whenever I mess up, because that turns into a show and it's the Lisa Raimi, how are we going to get back on track show? But I'll bring you there with me as well, because it's very real and there's not much real happening out there for us to watch. So when you have a real moment that you share of messing up and you admit that it's wrong, the audience gets closer to you mm-hmm. and then they start really cheering for you to get it right. And then you have a huge standing ovation once you get through the song that, you know, I go home and crumble and cry in a corner. But the audience really gets to kind of know your personality and be there with you. So you can really work with anything that happens on stage.
Lisa, what was your favorite part about growing up in St. Louis? And what do you appreciate most about the St. Louis music scene?
Gosh, it's always changing and developing. I left town, and by the time I got back, it was so different. Like, I'm performing at the Blue Strawberry here, and that didn't even exist in the past when I was younger. And I'm really excited about all the different music scenes and music venue opportunities. I want to play them all. And like the Gramophone, is that the name of the bar that's like down, I think it's on Washington. I don't think they have live music, but like it's a sandwich place.
Yeah, the Gramophone.
And it's like where everybody hangs out. And I love that, especially going to New York and then coming back and kind of seeing a little bit of that in my own city. Mm-hmm. I love it. I think it's amazing how big it is. And, you know, the jazz music scene has always been around and it's like blowing up, and the Kranzberg Arts Foundation, like all these things are happening that's musical, and I'm super into it. I love it. I think it's great.
What impact do you hope to make on the music industry and on your fans with your work?
Freedom. Total freedom. It is not easy to find in this industry, and probably like everything, to be you and to prove that that sells. It's not something that hasn't been done before, but pure artistry kind of can get lost because there's so many people who understand how the business goes. Well, understand, they think they understand how the business goes. And so they're pushing to help you become who they believe that you are, which isn't a bad thing, except whenever you're taking away from who you are. So I have put my foot down. I put my feet down. I'm going to stick to this authentic self of me and write it out, and then kind of prove that artistry isn't dead. And that's how you get people to follow you and be a part of your journey. And it's scary, but I feel like once one person is doing it, more people will do it, because all artists want to just do what they want to do. They don't necessarily need to be guided, but it gets scary and people start to guide you. And then that's when you lose your pure artistry. So to continue doing that, I want people to see that it is effective and it works, and more of us should do it.
How do you feel about the rise of AI and like, oh, that's going to take over the music? Because that just seems just the complete opposite of what you're doing, which is so real.
Absolutely.
Then you have this threat of the unreal coming
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. And it's going to win. Everyone needs to just understand that AI is going to win on so many different levels. So it's like, if you can't beat them, join them. I love that my best compliments are when I perform live, and that's a gift. So I'm not so nervous about the live aspect of it, because they haven't quite figured that one out yet. And there's a lot of us left who want to go be a part of a live experience. So it kind of is like, okay, well, let's get this live show going. Let's get tours going. Let's get out there in front of people, because that can stay consistent. And then you can make some money doing that with merchandise and doing the gigs. As far as selling music, that's just sad. I mean, they're constantly getting better and better and better at just like having AI sound like Lisa Raimi, sing a Lisa Raimi type song about like a radio interview, and it will do it in seconds. So you can't compete with that. And then an artist, how much does it cost to get everyone together to write a song, record the song, mix and master the song, release the song? Producers are involved. It's a whole lot of money, whereas a robot is just like, okay, I just did it.
Right.
It's like $30 a month. So we're going to lose that battle. So I just focus on live as much as possible.
Yeah. And like you said, there are so many people who want that live experience, and they want that like grassroots, like this is happening now. Yeah. That's what they really crave.
Exactly. So I'm trying to keep everybody focused on that.
So speaking of things happening now, I'm so glad you were able to come in today, because you are about to be very busy. You're going to be at the Blue Strawberry June 28th.
Yes.
The Dark Room on July 26th.
Yes.
And then you're starring in Ragtime the Musical at Stages from September 20th to October 1st. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, man. Gail C. She has taken over Stages, and she's doing such a great job. And we met years ago at Stages when we did, I think it was Crazy for You, back when I was a tap dancer. And she choreographed it, maybe even directed it. And when she went to New York, I had gone to New York as well. And I called her up because I was kind of struggling with if I wanted to be behind the camera versus being in front of the camera. So I worked with her when she was doing casting, and I had a great time casting beautiful models for a Pepsi commercial. I really thought that that was going to be what I did. But I was straddling the fence, and she was the woman who told me, you can't straddle the fence. You need to do one or the other. So I quit everything and became a recording artist. And never looked back. And there's a lot of people who just don't believe that I'm done with musical theater, even though I have been done with musical theater. But I came back to town, and she's a very close friend of mine, and she asked me to be the reader at the audition. So I was there for like 6 days of auditions and just reading all the scripts for the actors, for their auditions. And so after days of doing that, at the very last day, she was like, well, why don't you sing the part of Sarah's friend? And I'm like, I don't know if I should do that. But it worked, because I got to see auditions, and I used to do this every single day of my life at the Muni for 11 consecutive years, and then everything in between. So it worked, and I find myself in a musical. But I'm excited to go back to it, because it's just been such a long time. I'm so bougie now. Like, there's people who do my hair and do my makeup. And whenever you go back to theater, you do your hair and makeup. So I'm just laughing at how that's going to fall to pieces very quickly. But I'm excited to get back into it and to kind of do a one-off. I don't plan to be a musical theater person anymore, but this is just a one-off, and it's all Gail's fault.
And that's happening September 20th through August 1st. Then you're going on tour. To learn more, you can go to lisaraimimusic.com. Lisa, is there anywhere else you want people to follow you on, like Instagram or X?
Instagram is a good one. X, I get yelled at because I need to post more on it. And I am absolutely not on TikTok, because it's just too messy. but I've gotten in trouble a lot. I tried to do it for a month, and then I just deleted my account. But Instagram is where I post everything. And I just recently was with Zayn, for those of you
That's
who know
right.
who Zayn is, got a gig to, it's his first show back in 8 years, and we got to fly out to London and perform with him. So there could be some things with him happening later too, but we'll see. But it's all on my Instagram and my website, lisaraimimusic.com.
Well, Lisa, it was such a pleasure to get to know you. Thank you so much for coming by KMOX. This is awesome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Welcome back to the Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. Hopefully you enjoyed my conversation with Lisa Raimi. She's great. If you missed any part of it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can always podcast the show on the Odyssey app or anywhere else you get your podcasts. One thing I wanted to talk to you guys about during my final segment here, I put out a tweet earlier this week. You know, we started the show talking about how exciting it is that it's summertime, and this is my favorite time of the year, or one of my favorite times of the year. You know, it's summer. I'm still a kid at heart. So I think of summer as like summer vacation, even though I still have to go into work every single day. But I don't know. It's just a great time of year. So I put out a tweet earlier this week. I said, what are you most looking forward to in St. Louis this summer? And I got some great replies. I got some downer replies, too, you guys. What's going on? But Danielle, love Danielle, says she's looking forward to going to the zoo, the Arch Grounds, Cardinals games. And she's never been on the St. Louis wheel. So she's hoping to do that. You know, I did the wheel. Oh, it was the day my niece Blair was born. So it was 2019. It's been a while now since I went on it. I was thinking, oh, it's a Ferris wheel. Like, whatever, it'll be fine. It was a little scary, to be honest. Scary in a good way. I took my other niece, Catherine, who was about six at the time, and she was like screaming, but having a good time screaming. But it's what I'm trying to say here is if you are an adult and you think, oh, I don't want to get on that, it's not going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It's a fun ride. So the wheel is cool. Check it out if you're ever at Union Station. Jeff Smith, friend of the show, we interviewed him on the show before, said he's going to be exploring all the restaurants in his new neighborhood, which is The Hill. I mean, is there a better place in the city for just a million amazing restaurants than The Hill? That is super exciting. Matt Pajeski from KMOX says Cardinals and City games, of course. And let's see here. Dan says pool gatherings, grilling out with good food, friends, and cocktails. Love summer. Dan, I love your attitude. Thank you so much for replying. I have to on Twitter says barbecue with a cold beer listening to a Cardinals game. Sounds amazing to me. And then Nicholas was one of my downer replies. He said, for it to be over, I hate summer. I hate our summers, he says. Nicholas, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I'm having a good time in summertime. I'm glad that it's summer. I'm looking forward to it. I have some fun stuff coming up in the fall, too. So it's like looking forward to this fun time of year and then knowing that more good stuff is happening is extremely exciting. All right. Thanks to everybody who replied to my tweet. If you ever want to tweet at me, my Twitter handle is at Rachel Z STL. I would love to hear from you. If you listen to the show, I would love some feedback on the show. I don't get a ton. I know we're just a little weekend show trucking along here, but I would love to hear from you. If you have any suggestions or things you like, things you don't like, I'm totally open and I would love to hear from you again. You can also send me an email, rachel.zimmerman@odyssey.com. That's rachel.zimmerman@odyssey.com. Let's talk about some big headlines this week. Not big headlines, but fun headlines that I wanted to talk to you guys about. I absolutely love this story. A man with a suspended license shows up on Zoom for court while he's behind the wheel. So this guy has a suspended driver's license and he zooms into court while driving. You know, I'm just going to play the audio for you and let you hear for yourself.
Court calls case People versus Corey Harris.
Assistant Public Defender Natalie Tate for Mr. Harris, who should be present via Zoom.
Mr. Harris, are you driving?
Actually, I'm pulling into my doctor's office, actually. So just give me 1 second. I'm parking right now.
You stationary?
I'm pulling in right now at this second. Yes, I am.
All right. What are we doing?
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. My favorite part is how he's just like, yep, I'm pulling into the spot right now. Just has no idea what's wrong. Not putting together the fact that you just seriously messed up in front of the judge. So, his bond was revoked and he was ordered to surrender. I mean, that's a less fun part of the story. But I mean, come on, you have a suspended license. You're not supposed to be driving and you show the judge you're behind the wheel of a car. And then you cheerfully are just like, well, I'm about to park. Come on, guy. This is... All right. Another one that's funny, but not funny at the same time. North Korea. North Korea is one of those situations where I'm so grateful to live in the United States, to be a United States citizen. I can't imagine growing up in a place like North Korea. But the thing is, they also do a lot of things that are extremely funny. And one of those things is floating trash balloons over the border. So South Korean officials say more than 260 balloons carrying bags of trash were sent drifting across the demilitarized zone into South Korea, some reaching as far as Seoul. And people were thinking, oh my gosh, is this a biological attack? Is this a chemical attack? But it turns out the bags were filled with ordinary trash, like plastic bottles and cigarette butts. They say the garbage bags were released by timers, dumping their contents onto the ground. I mean, you want to talk about petty. petty. North Korea, come on. But it's a little funny, too, at the same time. It would be a giant relief if you thought you were being hit with like a biological weapon and then it just turns out to be plastic bottles. Someone just being as petty as humanly possible. Here's a fun story. The National Zoo in D.C. is getting two giant pandas. That's really exciting. Pandas have become increasingly rare in U.S. zoos as many are returned to China. Currently, only three remain at the Atlanta Zoo and are set to return to China in the fall. So this is a big deal that the National Zoo is getting two giant pandas. China has shared pandas with the U.S. since the 1970s as a show of friendship dubbed Panda Diplomacy. That's what they're calling it, Panda Diplomacy. All right, here's another story I want to talk about with you guys. It is summer. It's vacation season. That's when everybody seems to go on vacation. I certainly like to, if I'm going somewhere, even if I'm just going for like 2 days, I want to have a clean apartment whenever I come back. There is something so nice about that. And there's something so terrible about coming home from a trip. You're tired. Maybe the final leg of travel didn't go so well. You have to unpack all your stuff. This is already getting in your head and, you know, this is a bummer already. And then you walk in and you realize, I didn't do the dishes or I didn't fold those clothes or I didn't do this. I didn't do that. Well, it turns out I am not alone. A new poll found that 75% of us clean before we go on vacation. Half of us do it to make sure that we can relax. 51% said they just think about it the whole time and dread having to clean as soon as they got home. I'm not that intense, but that feeling you get when you walk in the door and your stuff is all dirty, I would like to avoid that. And here are the top five things we feel like we must deal with before we go on vacation. 77% said laundry is a top priority, probably because you also want to pack some of that stuff. So that makes sense. The dishes. Yep. That's the big one for me. 66% of people say that those dirty dishes are not fun to come home to. The bathroom, 58% of people said it's one of their top must clean spots. Sweeping, vacuuming, and mopping, 56% of people said. And the big one is the kitchen. 49% of people said the kitchen counters, the stove, and getting rid of any old food that's in the fridge. Yeah, how much would that stink? Especially if you went on like a week long vacation and you come back to a bunch of old, gross, moldy food. Yuck. All right, guys, thanks for listening to The Rachel Zimmerman Show. I appreciate every single one of you. Again, if you want to get a hold of me, my Twitter handle is at RachelZSTL. My email address is rachel.zimmerman@odyssey.com. I'm going to take off now. I hope you all have an amazing weekend. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.